Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
It's Goodness and Mercy by Ndodla Gadla. Bring us down to 8 minutes after 4 o'clock. Very good afternoon to you. And a warm welcome to yet another episode of Spectrum. It's Friday's edition. And a big thanks to Umi Johan Els handing over the baton to me from something else onto Spectrum. And we are cruising up until 6 o'clock this evening. So much more coming up. This one is particularly for the students, learners, might I say. High school learners, this is going to be a great conversation for you. Coming up shortly with Mr. Jerry Langenhoven, who is the Program and Person Leadership Officer at Allan Gray. So do stick around for that conversation. We'll tell you more about it shortly. And then got another one at about, in fact, right now I've got one, and then I've got one at 10 past, which is Mr. Jerry. And then we've got Charlene coming through at about 22:06 as well. So do stick around.
Radio Pulpit, where faith comes alive.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
And yep, it is of course that time I promised you about. And this afternoon, starting right off, we will be chatting with Tumelo Sekwala Pitse. And we're talking all things prayer picnic. Prayer picnic. I try to imagine the two when I saw that email. I was like, prayer and a picnic must be a very serene environment, actually. But I'm not going to talk about it because I don't know much about it. The only person that knows who will fill us in is Tumelo. Tumelo, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Luca. Thank you so much for making time.
Oh, man. Listen, Tumelo, before we get into your picnic, just give us a bit of a background. Who are you exactly?
Okay, so Tumelo is a child of God. Tumelo is a mom. I have been married for 12 years.
Sure.
I am a mom. Yes, I am a mom to two little girls, a nine-year-old and a one-year-old. And I am passionate about God. I have a background in engineering. I studied chemical engineering at school. Originally, I come from Carltonville, but now I reside in Rustenburg. And I love God. I'm passionate about the things of God. I am passionate about allowing people to learn, teaching people and showing people just to know who God is through His Word. And a few years ago, I published my first book, which is titled The Prayer-Shaped Life. So, yeah, I'm all things about God and just growing and becoming the fullness of who I'm destined to be and who we're destined to be in the Lord.
I think you're one of those people that I really envy because of the nature of relationship they have with the Father, because you are so in love with prayer. I mean, you're having a prayer picnic really soon and you published a book on prayer. You're just one of those people who don't play around with prayer, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, tell us more, Tumelo, about where your faith journey actually began.
So my faith journey began in high school. First of all, I grew up from a Christian background. Both my parents are Christians. I grew up in a church and so on. But, you know, when it comes to the things of God, until you have that personal encounter with God, it doesn't matter whether you've been going to church all your life and so on. Until you have that personal encounter with the Lord, things do not really change in your life. So mine happened when I was doing my third year at university. Mm-hmm. After that, I struggled to find a job, and then I found myself being home. Things were not going well in my life, and I really questioned my identity. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where I was going, and I just felt empty. And then one day, I just made this prayer that, you know what, Lord, it doesn't matter what it looks like, but I want to be used by you. Yeah. I want the best that comes from you. I want nothing but what comes from you. And I must say, I don't know if I should say that it's a dangerous prayer, because since then, things never been the same. The following year, I got an opportunity to go and work in Rustenburg, and I met a group of amazing women who were on fire for God. And as someone who did not, who went to church but did not really understand the things of God, it was fascinating to me that people that were so young were on fire about God. And those people really taught me a lot about faith. And I grew from there. And my prayer life and my life with the Lord had never been the same ever since. And interesting enough, Lucas, I may add as well, after I did that prayer, and after I've met those ladies, I spent time with them for a year.
Okay.
The following year, in 2008, I was back home again. And I was still finding my feet, you know, with the things of God. And I was just channel hopping. I had this small radio in my bedroom, and I was channel hopping.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I just came across this channel, and it was a lady who was talking about spending time with God.
Wow.
This lady was teaching about how it is important that we need to have a relationship with God, and God is like a friend. You wouldn't be happy if someone is your friend and you just go to them when you want stuff.
Exactly.
She really spoke to me about how it is important to spend time with the Lord. I didn't even know that the concept existed until I listened to that. And then later on, I discovered that it was Joyce Meyer and the channel that I was actually listening to was Radio Pulpit.
Wow. What are the chances?
Yes, you know, and you could hear that, you know, God was really orchestrating this thing. From then on, I listened to a lot of teachers of the Word. Every day I was sitting with my journal, with my Bible, and just learning from these teachers on this very channel. And I've been growing ever since.
Oh, man, this is a beautiful testimony. I'll tell you why. When you started talking about, you know, listening to this channel, I'm sitting here and thinking of how powerful the tool that's radio actually is, just as you're relaying the story. And in my heart, I'm like, if only everybody could understand how it just manages to touch that one person when they need it the most, only to find out that you're going to say it was actually Radio Pulpit. I'm going to give credit, a huge credit, to just our family members who make sure that this platform remains alive. Thank you for that testimony, Tumelo. But also, let's get to the prayer picnic vision. How did this vision come about? What happened exactly?
So, as I was saying, that my prayer life, you know, I just grew in my life with in my walk with God, and then I just started looking for meaning.
Mm.
I just keep asking God, what is it that I'm supposed to do? Because as I started growing in my walk with God, I discovered a few gifts about myself, and I realized and I started sensing and feeling that, you know what, there's more to me than just being going to church, you know, and just being a regular Christian and so on. There's more that I know that I'm supposed to be doing for the Lord.
Mm.
And I kept on teaching the Lord about it. And that's how, first of all, the idea of the book came by. But then years later, I had this thing that, you know what, as you're growing in your journey as a mom, sometimes you feel like you're alone, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes the things that you're experiencing, you know, motherhood, work, the stresses of life, it's as if nobody understands you, you know?
Yep.
Maybe it's not the case, but you feel alone. I don't know if it's the same with other women,
yep.
But for me, I know you feel alone. You feel like, you know, if I had someone that held my hand, if I had something that I could just pour my heart out to, you know, if I had someone that I could just share this journey with, that I could grow with, you know? And that's when this idea came in my heart. I just felt like, you know what, why don't you just have a time and connect women, you know, especially moms,
yeah.
who have been going through this journey, and just empower one another, connect together. And I've been growing in my prayer life and understand the power of prayer and understand how God is able to move when you speak to Him in prayer.
Mm.
And because it's my passion, you know, it's me combining two passions, my love and my interest for wanting to bring women together, women of faith who are still struggling. They are women of faith, but they're still struggling.
Mm.
And also to bring prayer into the picture as well, that how about we come together as women, pray together, and there is power in unity. And I believe, God, that mighty things are going to happen in this prayer picnic. So that's where this idea came from.
Wow. Now, tell me, Tumelo, what is the role of faith and prayer, and why is it important for women and especially mothers?
You know, we go through a lot. Like I was saying,
yeah.
that you feel like you're alone. We go through a lot. Sometimes the things you go through are things that you're not even able to explain.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might even be going through a depression and you're not even aware, you just don't understand what is going on.
True.
So what I found helped me was my being founded and my being grounded in faith. My faith in God helped me a lot because even through the storms, I found that if I just held on to God, it just kept me intact, you know? Things, when I look back, things that could have easily caused me to just break down, you know, easily caused me to just give up. But it was my belief in God and my faith in God that grounded me.
Yeah.
And that can, yes, it's faith and as well prayer. Spending time, you know, using still those lessons that I learned when I was growing in the Lord, spending time with the Lord. And I must say, prayer does not come easily. It's the one thing where we struggle with inconsistency.
True.
And so on. Mm. But once you find your feet there, I'm telling you, once you find your feet with the Lord really holds you, the Lord really helps you, and the Lord really finds you, even in those areas of your shortcomings, He helps you. He cares for us. And so it is very important because the Lord is the only person who understands us, who can minister to us in ways that men and people cannot minister to us.
Mm.
So prayer and faith are very important for women, and they are really what helps us to move and what helps us to be, what helps us to just be carried forward as if things are okay, even though sometimes you're going through storms and people are not even aware because there's this thing that's just grounding you.
Yeah. You know, I always say I'm so fortunate, Dumelo, that I was a single woman for the longest time without any children until I was like 31 or so. And then I had the twins. I've got 2-year-old twins now. And I can certainly say being both a single woman and actually being a mother are not the easiest things ever. Sometimes you feel as though you're like on autopilot for the longest time and thinking about everything, because that's just the thing with us. You're thinking about everyone else around you but yourself. So I'm really glad that such platforms actually exist.
Yes, yes,
definitely. Yeah. Now let's talk about the day of the prayer picnic. What exactly is happening on that day? What does it look like?
So the prayer picnic will be happening on the 14th of March.
A day after my birthday.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yes, it's on the 14th of March, and it's in a place, a venue called the Kedah Heritage Lodge, which is in Rustenburg. Since I reside in Rustenburg, you know, the first people to connect to and to connect with are the people that are close around you, you know. It's important to connect with people that are close to you so that when you take that ministry further, you've impacted and you've touched and you've, you know, gathered together people that are around you.
Of course.
So, it's going to happen on the 14th of March. It's going to be an amazing day. And this place is so amazing. It's a lodge, you know, be in the outdoors, we'll be in the green. It's going to be an amazing day. So it's going to be a time where we'll be connecting as women. We'll be holding each other's hands. We'll be praying. We'll be talking about our challenges as women and praying about that. And another issue that I want to add as well is that, you know, as a mom, sometimes you go through so much that you even forget who you are.
Exactly.
You even neglect your dreams and your goals and your visions, which are what I was going through. And for me, the prayer picnic is a way of me taking back my dreams.
Yep.
That yes, I'm a mom, but I know that there are things that God placed in me, desires that the Lord placed in me, that I must move in a certain way for the kingdom of God. So we're going to be connected as moms and being encouraged in that area that, you know what, we're moms, but there's more to us. We are called to build generationally.
Yep.
We are called to build legacies for our children, legacies that will honestly outlive us. Because I believe in that. I believe that we were destined, you know, to build things that are gonna outlive us.
Yep.
That our testimonies and our gifts, the work that we have done, will benefit other people long after our time on earth has passed.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about connecting with women, you know, praying together, in a time of actually accessing our breakthrough as well, that I want to move in my gifts as a mom. I want to build and I want to go in the direction that I know deep down. Yes, I might not be where I am, but I know deep down I'm supposed to be here.
Sure.
So we're going to be praying around those prayer points. You know, we're going to be praying about building and breaking things that are hindering us from moving forward.
Mm.
And after that, you know, the package that I have also includes a prayer picnic basket as well. So after that, we'll be enjoying our picnic baskets as a time of connection as women, as a time of networking,
mm-hmm.
and coming together as women. As I see it as an opportunity of, you never know, even the prayer partners that you've been praying for and asking the Lord for will be found in that space.
Yeah.
The destiny helpers that the Lord has strategically placed, that these are the people that are going to help you move forward, are going to be in that space. And I believe the Lord so much that after that, the ladies who will be there, none of us are going to leave the same way we came in, because we're going to go back having those tools and knowing that, you know what, we can do this as women and we can become the greatness that the Lord has destined us to be.
Absolutely powerful. Now, tell me, Tumelo, how can one register? You know, somebody's listening right now and they'd love to be part of the picnic. And any social media contact details that you can plug us with?
Yes, I have a website. It is www.faithmom.co.za. So that is my website. To repeat that, www.faithmoms.co.za. That website has all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on Facebook as well, they can search for Tumelo Sekwala PC. They can find me there on Facebook. And I have established a WhatsApp channel as well.
Okay.
On WhatsApp, yes, you can check for Faith Moms Building Wealth.
Mm.
Faith Moms Building Wealth. And then you can follow that channel. And I'm not sure if I can also share my contact details as well.
Not a problem.
So that people can WhatsApp me for information and so on to be able to register.
Okay.
So my number is 067-139-9326. 067-139-9326. So those numbers, you can send me a WhatsApp and tell me about your interest of registering, and we can take it from there.
Tumelo, thank you so much. Absolutely amazing, and all the best for the prayer picnic. It's really a great initiative.
Thank you so much. Just to add to that, the registration is 350, and as I mentioned, it includes the prayer, the picnic basket.
Oh.
So everything there is included. So you're going to get your picnic basket goodies and that you're going to enjoy with the ladies that you'll be connecting with. So that's the amount. And I'm believing the Lord that, you know, people are going to get their breakthrough. People are going to get the answers to the prayers that they've been having all this time through this initiative and through these connections.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tumelo, and have a lovely weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you to your listeners, and may you have a lovely weekend as well.
Faith and love on the airwaves.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.